producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world with Jennifer Horn. You and your thoughts, 888-302-3684. Following things on social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. Good news today for those of you who are in the stock market. Global stocks gaining all around the world today. Rising commodities prices have boosted the boosted.
I like it. It's a booster.
It works. You like that? Okay. Energy shares moving up. The cost of oil up a little bit. But the futures market, which is pretty interesting to follow, that is, you're betting on the future. That's why they call it, hello, duh, the futures market. So people who, you know, the big short explained in detail for those who went to see the movie how the negative balance works. That is how you bet against the system and win. That's what shorting a stock is. Well, the futures market is just the opposite. And because the futures market is getting stronger, that would tell you or us or anyone who is in the stock business that people are feeling good about the future. That's why the market for futures is up. So I would say that was good news. Wouldn't you say, Jennifer, that would be good news?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So there is a number of these activity problems at colleges once again coming into the spotlight. This seems to be a yearly event when there's pledging going on and hazing going on. The folks at Duke University, according to a study that we have at DougSteffen.com, have suspended all of their sorority activities. A student was hospitalized after being hazed. What did you do when you went to school? Did you belong to a sorority?
No. Oh, God, no. I was so busy working. I was on and off campus. I didn't have the college experience at all. It was just kind of, I went because I knew I wanted to. Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. Well, I find that there are things going on, you know, how we're very interested in having equality here in this country. Well, there is need for us to focus on the shenanigans at both sororities and fraternities on college campuses. I'm more and more getting cynical about the college life. I had a great experience when I was in school, and I hope many of you did as well. But a lot of people coming along, college just doesn't, university life doesn't have the same, glamour is the right word, but it doesn't have the same cachet as it used to. You just described, as a matter of fact, sort of how many people, if not most people, feel about going to college today.
Yeah.
It's a task. It's something that we have to do because we're expected to do it. And
well,
in
look,
fact,
I,
a lot of people are in college that ought not to be there in the first place.
Right. I enjoy college. I actually ignited some passions that I didn't know I had. I became a fan of studying art history. There was things that I learned in college that I probably wouldn't have known that I was passionate about had I not had to take some classes that I probably wasn't too happy about taking at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a story out today, Dougie. I sent it to you. I'm not sure if you saw it, but Temple University, kind of goes in the same thing of what are we thinking about on college campuses.
Yep.
Temple University students are now getting a deal. It's a school-sponsored program where they want to get these kids in and out in 4 years because, you know, it takes forever to get out of college now.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, there is an agreement that they sign with their students where the students must promise to meet with an academic advisor once a semester, register for classes that meet their academic plan, and complete at least 30 credits a year. Plus, they can't work at a job more than 15 hours per week. If they do that, they get $2,000 from the school per semester spent.
Is this the Fly in 4 program? Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm all for getting out of school in 4 years. It took me forever to finish college because I worked full-time and plus some to get, you know, to get out of college. And so my studies were, it took a while.
Yeah.
But to actually pay people to not have a job during college, I mean, I hate to break it to
yes.
kids,
no,
but life is about multitasking.
Hello. Yes.
You know?
It's about having responsibility. My God, this and combining it with Bernie Sanders' idea, free tuition for everybody. Come on. Where is
To pay kids not to work, it's like the story yesterday where we're paying people not to commit crimes.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? My mom used to be furious with me when my grandmother would get a hold of my report card because she used to take care of me every day after school. So on report card get day, she was the first one to see it. And I usually got pretty decent grades. Not to pat myself on the back.
Yeah, no, you're a smart
person. But Mima would break out that wallet and start giving me cash because I had such a good report card. And my mom, who was a school teacher, furious about that. She would never pay me.
Well, a lot of parents do that for children, junior high school, senior high school. I can remember some of my friends who got money from their parents when they were in junior high and they got A's. Or
I
high
had
school,
friends
they got
who,
A's.
Would get who would get a set amount.
Your job.
Like, if they brought home an A, it would be $10, a B, $5. I mean, it was like a set amount.
No, sorry, no sale. All right, here's another college story. This is bothering a lot of people. Members of a Jewish fraternity in Chicago, the University of Chicago, in emails referring to Muslim students as terrorists, dynamite, and C4. I'm looking at the email itself here, goes on and says that dynamite and C4 explosives are fixtures of the Islamic culture. So this is the fraternity is AEPI, Alpha Epsilon Pi, which, as I said, is a Jewish fraternity. And among the other highlights of their semester so far this year, they celebrated Martin Luther King Day and made a big deal about it at the university by inviting everybody to come have a fried chicken dinner at a restaurant. So that's you understand the old I don't have to draw a picture.
You don't have to draw a picture, no. I gotcha.
What a bunch of boobs. Oy, man. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Jerkle burgers. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us with an update on the important medical news of the week, including more on the Zika virus. That's next here on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy, like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce, because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an important fixture on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to update some of the important medical stories of the week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Ken will explain why he has his patients using and on this cardiovascular complement. How about that? And
very good.
You like that? Okay.
Yes.
Meanwhile, a couple of Zika stories to talk about. The Florida governor seems to be concerned about this after the news that there was a couple that had relations, and that seems to have transmitted the Zika virus. There are still many people who think this is way over the top, Ken, especially as to how it affects America. So where are we here?
I don't think it is, and I won't hype it, but if you just woke up after a two-week sleep, the Zika virus, it's been linked to brain deformities in babies, and the CDC is advising pregnant women that if your male sexual partner has traveled to or lives in an area with active Zika virus transmission, Doug, you should abstain from sex or use condoms in the right way every time you have vaginal, anal, and oral sex for the duration of the pregnancy. This is the news about Zika. These new recommendations came one day after a Dallas, Texas woman became infected with the virus after having sex with someone who had recently returned from Venezuela infected with the mosquito-borne virus.
All right, now, Red Cross and others that take blood donations, how do they keep those who may have been exposed to the Zika virus from giving blood?
Well, I think that this is not a source of great alarm, and I think the Red Cross will keep this under control. What the American Red Cross has asked is that potential blood donors who have traveled to areas where Zika infection is active to wait 28 days before giving blood, and people who give blood and subsequently develop symptoms of Zika virus within 14 days of their donation, Doug, they should notify the Red Cross so their blood can be quarantined.
I'm looking at a picture of the Zika, the mosquito that carries it. Ugly.
Pretty nasty, isn't it?
Mosquitoes are ugly anyway. All right.
More people die from mosquitoes than from any other animal.
Malaria. It's a big, that and diarrhea, right, are the two biggest killers around the world.
It's a big killer.
Yeah. All right. Good news for people who like to eat fish. As far as the risk for Alzheimer's, this looks like an interesting study.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week. It is good news for seafood lovers. Mercury found in fish does not lead to mental decline. And the second important discovery from this article is that eating moderate amounts of seafood has a protective effect for people who have this specific genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So is this fish oil supplements included? Would you say that
this
people who take a lot of fish oil?
These were from food diaries. They included tuna sandwich, fish sticks, cakes or sandwich,
really?
Fresh fish as a main dish, and shrimp, lobster, or crab.
All right, quick review of this sitting around problem that we have and what happens to people who may be prone for type 2 diabetes anyway.
We need to get you up during the commercials, Doug. Diabetologia. A medical journal this week, sitting for long stretches might boost your risk for type 2 diabetes, even if you exercise.
All right. So there's that story. Speaking of your heart and your well-being, Ken is a cardiologist. This is National Heart Month. So what do we need to know about Superbeats that will help protect our heart circulatory system, all the good things that you spend all day, every day trying to fix with people?
Well, trying to keep the 60,000 miles of circulation we all have in our body from head to toe as healthy as possible, we all need the third gas in the body, oxygen, carbon dioxide, but we need nitric oxide. This is Nobel Prize-winning information in 1998, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. And as we get older, we need to eat dietary nitrates, the building blocks of nitric oxide, or we're going to be deficient. And if we're deficient, our circulation won't relax to let the red blood cells carry the oxygen throughout your body from head to toe. And that's why I'm so happy that we have now a way to measure your nitric oxide level with these saliva test strips, which I recommend everybody do. And then if it is low, you can get from Neogenis their product Neo 40 to increase your tank of nitric oxide. And their other product, Super Beats, if you want a boost instead of caffeine or those energy drinks, you can get a boost during the afternoon before your workout or when you need it with their other product called Super Beats.
All right, here we go. This is the way to get Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Call now. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. It is a great product. 800-655-4183.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Friday program is February the 5th, Jennifer. So therefore, we must get ready for a big deal tomorrow. The
What's
world
tomorrow?
Will be celebrating Jennifer Horn's 19th birthday.
That's
Hooray.
Right.
Hooray, yes.
Can't wait.
I know you can.
Just think a few more years I can drink, and a few more years after that I can rent a car.
Yay! All right, so let's get to some of the sounds that are fun from the past 24 hours, starting with late-night monologues, and Stephen Colbert does us a favor, joking about Amazon announcing they're opening bookstores.
Amazon's always been on the cutting edge, from drone delivery to automated warehouses to shipping six AA batteries in a box the size of a mini fridge. Well, yesterday, we learned that Amazon is planning to open hundreds of actual physical bookstores around the country. And that's exciting because you don't see those much anymore. I don't know what happened to them. And Amazon is calling this new thing, this new strategy, they're calling new stores, they're calling it offline shopping.
Offline.
All right.
And this, get it?
Yeah.
There's online and then there's offline.
I get it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay.
All right. So let's get to a couple of excerpts from the Steve Harvey midday program on TV. Here he jokes with an audience member about asking men that she dates what their religion is.
So I'm single and I'm on dating sites, and a lot of them ask me to put on my profile what my religion is. So I'm a Christian, but I've noticed that a lot of the guys that I see online, they actually put, like, spiritual but not religious. And so my question is, well, what does that really mean? And how do I talk to them about it without offending them?
Well, I don't think you got to worry about offending them. If a guy is wanting to date you, he ought to just tell you. You have the right to know who you're going out with. A guy say, I'm spiritual, what that mean? Hell, that could be just candle lighting. Humming and chanting. If you humming and chanting, I need to know who you humming and chanting to.
There you go. All right, here Steve Harvey jokes with one of the members of his audience about a football betting pool.
I work in an office, and we're all huge Super Bowl fans, and yeah. We hold a pool each year. But my problem right now is this guy, my coworker, he charges everyone $50, and I personally think that's way too expensive.
$50 to play in the pool?
Yeah,
okay.
To be placed into the pool.
So I was thinking about starting a separate one and only charging $20. So my question is, how do I go about this without starting a feud between me and this guy?
Without starting a feud?
Yeah.
You're going to undercut him? And you don't think it's going to do? You're going to come in? This is his hustle.
Well, I think it's too much.
Don't play.
Here he talks with an audience member about celebrating an anniversary when you don't have much money.
We're actually here celebrating our first year anniversary. So I actually want to go to a nice restaurant, but the thing is, we don't go to expensive, fancy dinners. Do you have any tips?
What makes it a romantic evening is the thought you put into it. So what you got to do is, like, call ahead, ask for a table in the corner. Let them escort you to the table. You order everything she likes, and just you, man, just pull a candle out yourself. Set it on your table and light it. Sit there with that candle, and do not, under no circumstances, take your eyes off of her. And the whole time the meal coming, find something else to tell her that you love about her.
What a great idea that
is. There you go.
Good. Super, super.
He's the man.
Okay.
He's like a guru.
He is. Ellen DeGeneres yesterday on her program joking about a new version of the Barbie doll.
This is actually really great news. Mattel, the company that makes Barbies, released a brand new line of dolls with different body types so that more women are represented. It only took 57 years, so good for them. Don't panic, they're still going to make the original skinny Barbie that's a great inspiration for supermodels and the Bachelor contestants.
What does that underscore? All right, so there we have. We've now produced a smile on everybody's face, Jennifer. Let's see if we can get Dr. Chambers to talk about today's latest health condition. We can go screaming out of the room then.
In the news, shared decision-making. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The buzzword in medicine these days is collaboration. Collaboration between patient and doctor. This week, the New England Journal of Medicine, the world's most prestigious medical journal, got in on the act. They took to advising working doctors like me on the exact words to be used when giving you your treatment options. Here's the thing. Shared decision making is a great idea, but you should know what you're getting into. DCOC advice, in real life, doctors often opt for shared decision making when the answer is not really known. Mammograms for a woman in her 40s, PSA tests to screen for prostate cancer, go ahead, whatever you decide yourself. In many ways, it turns out to be simply passing the buck. If this happens to you before deciding what you're going to do, ask them what they do themselves in their own lives. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 33 after the hour, as we've gotten another week out of our system. A weak week or a strong week, Jennifer? What do you think? Was this a strong, the first week of February, strong week because it ends with your birthday?
That's exactly right, Dougie.
Yes,
strong week.
Yes, it's a strong week. Okay, let's see what's going on story-wise, conversationally. Some people are talking about the Democratic presidential debate that took place last night. Mrs. Clinton versus Mr. Sanders, or should I say Secretary Clinton versus Senator Sanders. The back and forth about special interests and her getting $675,000 for a speech for one of, I think it was Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs, yeah, that had come out the night before at the town hall.
Yeah.
And do we have how she answered it?
Yes, here's Hillary answering that question.
Senator Sanders said he wants to run a positive campaign. I've tried to keep my disagreements over issues, as it should be. But time and time again, by innuendo, by insinuation, there is this attack that he is putting forth, which really comes down to, you know, anybody who ever took donations or speaking fees from any interest group has to be bought. And I just absolutely reject that, Senator. And I really don't think these kinds of attacks by insinuation are worthy of you. And enough is enough. If you've got something to say, say it directly, but you will not find that I ever changed a view or a vote because of any donation that I ever received. And I have stood up and I have represented my constituents to the best of my ability, and I'm very proud of that.
All right. I think that
better,
she's...
better answer. Because let me tell you before, because I want to fill you in on what she said the night before at the town hall, where it was a much different format. Anderson Cooper stood on the stage with her, and it wasn't Bernie Sanders that asked the question. It was Anderson, and he said, what about the people that say, you know, you're supposed to be an advocate for the middle class? You keep saying that, yet you took $675,000 to speak at Goldman Sachs. And she sort of hemmed and hawed. And I thought, how cool would it have been to just be like, look, I was a great Secretary of State. I don't think she was, but this is what Hillary could have said. I was a great Secretary of State. $675,000 is what my speaking engagement fee was. That's what they paid me, and I gave them a great speech. I delivered on what they hired me to do. End of story. But she did a lot of hemming and hawing. So this one seems like she was dancing around the issue more, making it about an attack from Bernie Sanders. Interesting.
Well, but the situation is that all these people get speech. When you get to Bernie Sanders' plate, he doesn't get $675,000. I'm guessing he'll probably get $20,000 for a speech. But they all do this. They all look to pad their own behinds. And that's one of the things that's bad about the whole corruption in government thing.
Do you know what Ted Cruz is charging right now? If you were to hire Ted Cruz today for a speaking engagement?
No.
Any guesses as to what you think it might be?
More than Mrs. Clinton, less than Mrs. Clinton?
I'm not going to tell you. You just tell me what you think Ted Cruz is valued at today. For
what do I think he's... For
no,
me,
not
be
you. What do you think someone would pay for
him? Nickel to speak to in a group
what
that I've
think?
Got. In what I know about the speaking fee stuff and where people are when it comes to visual... the value is equal to visibility. $100,000.
$250,000.
Really? Okay, it's a lot of dough.
It's a lot of dough. I'm telling you, we're in the wrong business. If only people wanted to pay us to speak.
Well, I'm going on the road. I have started doing that, actually.
And I know
you
have.
And if you play your cards right, you can come with me, Jennifer.
That's why I made the joke.
How good for you. All right, here's Mrs. Clinton focusing on Bernie Sanders and his proposals.
I don't want to rip away the security that people finally have. 18 million people now have health care. Pre-existing conditions are no longer a bar. So we have a difference. I also believe in affordable college, but I don't believe in free college because every expert that I have talked to says, look, how will you ever control the cost? What I want to do is make sure middle-class kids, not Donald Trump's kids, get to be able to afford college. I have a plan to create new jobs, manufacturing, infrastructure, clean energy jobs that will make us the 21st century clean energy superpower. I also want to make sure small businesses can start and grow again. And of course, I believe in raising the minimum wage and equal pay for work. But the numbers just don't add up from what Senator Sanders has been proposing. That's why all of the independent experts, all of the editorial boards that have vetted both of us have concluded that it is just not achievable. Let's go down a path where we can actually tell people what we will do. A progressive is someone who makes progress. That's what I intend to do.
So what does it say for a country or a group of people to expect everything is free? When you see this new Michael Moore movie, which I think is out either this weekend or next weekend in wide release, I saw it a couple of months ago, it's all about this kind of stuff. Free health care, free college. What are you talking about free? It's not free. You're going to see, look at what Obama has just proposed, a $10 a barrel tax on oil. So we've just gotten to the point where we have good prices for gasoline, and now with a $10 a barrel oil tax, that will change the reality. And what are they going to do with the money? Are they going to pay down the $18 trillion debt? No! They would phase it in and apply it to different things like infrastructure, the sorts of things that Mrs. Clinton is talking about. But it also will increase the cost of what you pay to get on a train or what you pay to get on an airplane, or if you have a diesel car, or even any kind of... It's just, this is more of the same kind of thinking. Don't we need something different? Don't we need something
it's
new?
Pie in the sky. We're going to give you all of this. All we want is your vote, and then everybody's going to be disappointed again because
your money.
It's not realistic.
Right.
I got into a Twitter war, sort of, with someone about this.
Yeah.
Because truly, when I watch the... Because I actually do. I didn't last night, but I do watch the Democratic debates in the town halls because I want to understand, even though I probably won't vote that way, I want to understand what each of the candidates is really presenting. And so when I was on Twitter, I was on Twitter and Bernie was talking about free college and I said, who pays? You know, where does that come from? and some guy attacked me and said, you are ignorant, you should Google it. Of course, it's Wall Street that pays.
Yeah.
And I thought, has Wall Street ever paid for anything? I mean, everything, you may tax Wall Street, you may think you're getting Wall Street to pay, but everything is trickle down. Everything that you do to corporations and to big business trickles
you
right
pay.
Down to us.
Yep.
Either in taxes, increased wages or increased amounts of money for goods, or decreased wages or less jobs. I mean, Wall Street doesn't just take discounts because it's the right thing to do.
Now, this is, we're really digging ourselves a hole here. This kind of stuff, if you're thinking this is a good way to run this country, you got rocks in your head. Here's, so let me give equal time to Bernie Sanders because it's not fair. We heard from Hillary Clinton from last night's presidential debate in New Hampshire. Here's Bernie Sanders saying the way the Iowa caucus was done needed to change because, the quarter, flip the coin, the results weren't good for him. Listen to this.
This is not like a winner-take-all thing. I think where we now stand, correct me if I'm wrong, you have 22 delegates, I have 20 delegates. We need 2,500 delegates to win the nomination. You know, this is not the biggest deal in the world. We think, by the way, based on talking to our precinct captains, we may have at least two more delegates. What the Des Moines Register said, you know, there were coin flips. I think there were half a dozen coin flips, a fairly chaotic type situation. At the end of the day, no matter how it's recounted, it will break roughly even. And by the way, I love and respect the caucus process in Iowa. See, and I don't have to say it because they voted already. And I love New Hampshire, too, because you haven't voted, but look, I think people are blowing this up out of proportion, but I think we need improvements in the process by which results are determined.
You know what? I got to take my hat off to this guy. Whether I'd ever vote for him or not, 74 years old, he could be retired. He's got plenty of money. He doesn't have to do this. So no, the fact that he's doing it, I think he deserves a tip of the hat
always,
and some serious consideration.
He manages to always keep his cool. He looks like, if you look at the guy, you're waiting for him to go bananas because he looks like your crazy uncle. But he's always very level-headed. It's so funny. It's just a weird character.
One more little snippet of information before we move on. The conversation about what Hillary Clinton has said regarding health care, what Bernie Sanders has said about health care. Sanders says that it's not true that he wants to start from scratch.
Senator Sanders wants us to start all over again. This was a major achievement of President Obama, of our country. It is helping people right now. I am not going to wait and have this plunge back into a contentious national debate that has very little chance of succeeding. Okay. Let's make the Affordable Care Act work for everyone.
And let me just say this. Secretary Clinton may know. I am on the Health Education Labor Committee. That committee wrote the Affordable Care Act. The idea that I would dismantle health care in America while we're waiting to pass a Medicare for All is just not accurate.
Neither is his statement that the committee wrote the bill. That's a bunch of bunkum. It was written by the three largest insurance lobbyists.
In Massachusetts,
it's not a health care bill. It's a bill for the insurance companies and for people who couldn't afford. There are a lot of people who have benefited, but there are a lot of people who have been hurt by this. So this the rosy color on one side or the negative side of the other. A lot of people have been able to get insurance, but now they can't afford it. And a lot of people who were paying a reasonable amount before are now paying an exorbitant amount.
Yeah.
It just the present system doesn't work. Why can't we make it better and satisfy the needs of everybody? Why is that so hard?
Because that'd be admitting defeat, Dougie.
Politics, that's what it's called. Okay, so we have the poll, the usual poll at the end of the week at DougStephan.com, recapping the number 10 through number 1 issue on the Talk Radio Review. So you can look at all 10 of those. Number 1 is the presidential race. That's why we gave it so much time here. But there are other items of interest there, whether the Zika virus. More and more I hear about that. Man, is this being blown out of proportion. I got an email from a fellow who's a friend of mine that was a doctor. And he yesterday, maybe if I can find it, I'll read it to you, basically said, this discussion has been going on since 1945. It doesn't present any risk at all other than what we've said. There may be the occasional, and it would be sad and horrible, and maybe that's why we come around to a discussion of abortion again. But to have this become an international scare is asinine. Anyway, whether you think that's important or not, for me, if I'm looking at this, president's visit to a mosque, Bill Cosby, Super Bowl 50, women in the Selective Service, the refugee problem, Flint water situation, I would say, for me anyway, the two most important things this week are women in the Selective Service and the Flint water situation. For me, those would be the most important. What about for you, Jen Jen?
Well, because you're both a Michigan resident and a woman, so I have to...
Yes, that's true. Yeah, right.
For me, the biggest stories of the week, Iowa, of course, is the big one, and the results after Iowa. Super Bowl, huge for pop culture, and I don't know, maybe President Obama's visit to a mosque. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things that you can pull from that speech that he gave there. So, I don't know, I'd say maybe in that order.
Yesterday's poll results, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Let's see, 36% said the Broncos, only 7% said the Panthers, 30% said they were only interested in the commercials.
We'll have some
of those for you later on. 17% said I'm waiting for the baseball season, and 10% said I just hope it's a good game. By the way, we're only one weekend away from the pitchers and catchers showing up to spring training. Woo-hoo!
Boy.
All right, 46 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volunteer treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
On the most romantic day of the year, loved ones will head out in search of the perfect gift to show their love and appreciation. Finding the right gift is easier than you think. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America has some sound advice.
Giving a gift of jewelry ensures your gift will be loved and adored for years and years to come. With one trip to your local Jewelers of America member store, you can find the perfect gift for your loved ones. One of the top gifts includes everyday diamonds. Designed to be worn for every occasion, look for diamond gifts such as cluster stud earrings, stacking bands, diamond accents, cuff bracelets, and simple yet special pendants.
Any other good tips?
Don't forget about color. Color can be the key to her happiness. Colored gemstones have long been linked to healing and mystical properties that helps their beauty shine even brighter. To find the right gift, shop with a reputable Jewelers of America member jeweler. Then you'll have the knowledge and assistance of a trusted professional.
For more information about fine jewelry and a list of professional jewelers near you, visit jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
As we get into Super Bowl weekend, there are a lot of people who are paying attention to the Wing Bowl, which is something that a lot of people pay attention to, a buffalo wing eating contest in a hotel suite.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. How you doing?
Okay, so there's that, and then the other thing that will probably get shuffled off to Buffalo is the report this week that signifies the dangers for people playing in the NFL. The doctor who first found CTE in the brain of an NFL player says that there's an autopsy. That fellow, I forget who the player was this week, but they found CTE in his brain. This stuff, it won't get a lot of attention during the weekend of the game, but it sure as heck ought to, in my opinion, anyway. Spoiler, 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk time on Good Day with one of the most intriguing people who join us from time to time. Richard Schemmel is here, a former BuzzFeed contributor, pretty much with it when it comes to the tech and media segment. So we're going to talk about Google and Windows and Amazon and Apple with a little bit of a different wrinkle up next here on Good Day.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 8989. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, Richard Schemmel joins Jennifer and me here as we look at some of the technology news of the day. Google has announced tests of a low-cost internet service that is for low-income areas. Is this fair, unfair, free, speedy internet service for low-income people. How did this come about?
It looks like Google wants to take over the world. They're going into Kansas City to do a test where they have an all-fiber optic network now. They're going to charge very little. It doesn't really say in the article what they're going to charge, but then they're going to go to Atlanta, Durham, and Nashville.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder how they'll go about. I suppose that there is... This sounds like something that come from the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Google, like I said, Google wants to be everywhere, everything to everybody.
Yep. All right, so let's say, well, they're surpassing certainly some of the other big names. News from Microsoft about Windows 10, now trying to get rid of Windows 7 and 8. Is this going... Okay. I think I'm using Windows 8, as a matter of fact, and I looked at Windows 10, or my advisor did, and said, it wasn't easy to deal with, and I ought not to bother with it. Am I going to be faced with having no support, like XP users did, or whatever else has come along, so that everybody has to go to 10?
I think so, Doug. One morning you're going to wake up and see that Windows 10 is ready for installation on your computer.
I've already seen that.
I was leery to install it, and I finally installed it, and I find it very user-friendly.
Really?
You just have to get used to it. You may have to get used to it longer, though.
That's an unfair shot. Well, maybe it is fair, actually, under the circumstances. Yeah, I'm not... When it comes to this stuff, I like what I'm used to because it works for me, especially when I'm in a circumstance like I am today on the road and I need to move quickly from one thing to another. I find that the Windows product, I used a Mac computer earlier today, and it works fine, frankly. But it's all kind of like driving what kind of car? Are you used to driving a Volvo? Are you used to driving a Chevy? That kind of stuff.
Right. Well, there's one segment of Windows 10 where it has multiple screens, and you can see the different screens and just click right on them.
Yeah, so well, that might be helpful really for me because I'm always moving around. That's why I got three computers in front of me because I want to be able to have access to as much info as possible. All right, the folks at Amazon this week have introduced an idea that many people are saying, huh, the Amazon store idea, but to many people it makes a lot of sense. What about to you?
Well, I was just reading CNET before we came on the air, and it seems as though the person who made that comment was a little hesitant now about supporting it. Amazon and the mall operator really have no comment. I think it would be good, though, because that way people could pick up product, they could return product, you could see the Fire Stick in action, you could see the Echo in action, and, you know, I saw they had a store over in a mall near me over the holidays. It was a pop-up store, and it was really clean. It was really nice, and I think it could work because there's
right.
a lot of mall property out there.
Well, but the other side of it is they can deliver from the stores very easily with their drones. Apple is going to release a smaller iPhone and an updated iPad. When is this going to happen?
March 14th. They're going to have a show, and they're talking about a smaller iPhone, the 5CS, which will have some of the iPhone 6 features, an updated iPad, and they're also talking about an updated Apple Watch.
Richard Schimmel here on the Good Day program with some technology news of interest to you. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.